Here's a timeline of events for Storm A. For the storm scale signatures, I indicate the time of first detection, and on some of them I list a range, which depends on whether I viewed the data on the CONUS projection or the GOES projection in storm relative mode, since I could see these earlier with the latter. The range can also be thought of as to indicate years of experience by the analyst, as you'd expect a more experienced forecaster to see these features earlier than a less experienced one. Keep in mind that I do not list lightning trends on here, which was increasing throughout most of this time period. Let's revisit the question on when to issue the warning on Storm A. I went with a response of 2035 to 2040 UTC, since I had seen multiple storm scale signatures up to that point, with the above Anvil cirrus plume being the most recent. Lightning activity had been increasing, and this was during our radar outage, so the concern about missing a severe event while not being able to identify it with the benefit of radar data played a role in the warning decision. Compare your response to the warning time question with this timeline for self-evaluation.